And now, the Great American Folk Show, a little place where we commune with you to share stories and sing some songs and talk to some good people with great voices. We have some drone music from this really great band out of North Carolina called The Setting. Plus, I'm going to be singing a new one of my own for you about a square dance out in the western part of North Dakota. We've got old poems set to new music by J.T. Woodhouse and the Leaves of Grass, and two startlingly beautiful tunes by a singer-songwriter that I cannot wait to introduce you to. His name is Greg Boyer. My name is Todd Russo. It's good to have you along for the show today. We begin with a working songwriter whose music is modest, simple, and impactful. Despite his talents, his last album was recorded 20 years ago, and I have to wonder what took him so long. But I suspect for him, it's not a race, just the joy of making music when he can. His name is Alan Dobb. Check out this title track, At the Bridge.
Through the valleys of time, the salmon rivers flow, and the meadows, the beaver and the bear. After 1862, nothing would ever be the same. Listen to the coyote and the crow. A few strong trees left to see another year. After the silent killer landed on the shore, from the Shetland Isles, I would also come by sea, but I found love among your sons and daughters. High upon the mountain, we rode side by side, shared the cold and the fire. We looked over every ridge. Rivers come together, the water is one. I will meet you down there at the bridge. By some strange design, why we'll never know, we're waiting all on board a crooked train. I can't speak for you, but I'll give you my pen. I know the land means everything and more. High upon the mountain, we rode side by side, shared the cold and the fire. We looked over every ridge. Rivers come together, the water is one. I will meet you down there at the bridge. Put on for the stories, books and songs. Like my Samuel Stone, the words live on through a mother and a son, and they will meet you down at the bridge. Side by side, shared the cold and the fire. We looked over every ridge. Rivers come together, the waters one. I will meet you down bed, and we will meet you down at the bridge.
Hi there. It's a real pleasure to be joining you on the Great American Folk Show today. My name is Alan Daub, and I'm a singer-songwriter from Canada. I was raised on a farm in northern Alberta near the foothills of the Rockies, and the song I'm going to share today is a song called 45 Years of Gathering. And it's kind of interesting. This is an older song of mine, and the demo I'm sharing is one that I made in the last few months to share with the musicians that joined me on my new album, The Afterlife Sessions. But anyway, the song has its origins kind of back on the farm. We had sold the farm, and I was back with my grandmother and my wife, and we were visiting my great aunt and uncle, George and Elaine. My aunt said, you know, you sure collect a lot of stuff after 45 years of gathering. And would you like your grandfather's curling rocks? And in the old days in that area, people carried their own curling rocks, and they would take them to the rink with them. My grandfather was a great curler. In fact, he helped build the local community curling rink. I said, sure, I'll take those. Well, she said, you'll have to go get them. They're out in the granary. But anyway, that's kind of how I got the title for the song. 45 Years of Gathering just kind of stuck with me. The interesting thing is that the curling rocks never show up in the song at all. After that, I guess I started to rely on some of my own experience to think about what 45 years of gathering meant to me. And I had left the farm when I was really young. I went to school in Wyoming, and then I went over to Washington State University. And then I went to Africa, Austin, Texas, and I ended up in Arizona, and I lived there for 2 or 3 years, I guess, in a little town called Globe. And in the work that we did there, I was often on horseback and out on the range. And we went to this ranch to do some help with gathering. And yeah, I just remember the pictures of being at Arsenic Tubbs, the images of the early morning and saddling up and the old barn and the corrals, and all of that imagery came into this song. Yeah, it's just a simple demo recording, me on guitar and my old Martin 00018. And I don't know, I don't think I did very many takes of it, but that's what I put together for the musicians. I hope you enjoy it.
Bits of song, pieces of wire, ride on a swing, an old tractor tire, work like the wind on a rusty hinge, and open up his memory again. Now he's back in the crowd of his youth, sitting on the rail like he owns the place. Horses are standing all bunched in the corner, steam riding the backs like ghosts in the mall. And his flowers and pots in the window box, all that is left is the water. Doesn't seem like much, but for him it's a lot. 45 years of gathering. Come in and wash, You see the tan lines of Saturday dance with choke cherry wine, plenty of words, songs to sing and give anything to be in her arms again. There's flowers and pots in the window box. All that is left is water. Doesn't seem like much, but for him it's a lot. 45 years of gathering. Everything that came after that somehow was lost in the gap. Son and daughter that never came back. Only once a year, it's hard to keep track. Horseshoe on a wall's upside down. The luck has ran out. Never turned around. He enjoyed the ride and the horses he picked. He knows he couldn't do anything different. But his flowers and pots in the window box. All that is left is a water. Doesn't seem like much, but for him it's a lot. 45 years of gathering. Oh, oh, oh.
It's the Great American Folk Show, and you just heard a songwriter from British Columbia named Alan Dobb. My name is Tom Bruce, so it's great to have you along for the ride today. I'm pivoting to something a little different, drone music. If you enjoy Scottish pipes, then you know the drone. The Beatles went there with their music. The sitar creates the drone on Tomorrow Never Knows. One of my favorite movies is Crocodile Dundee. The ending is epic. Sue Charlton, Dundee's love interest, chases after him through the busy streets of Manhattan at midday to the drone of a didgeridoo. You see? You know drone music. Ill at the Lab was sent in by Nathan Bowles, Jamie Finelli, and Joe Westerlin, otherwise known as Setting, a trio with an interesting musical recipe. Noise, folk, and experimental, all mixed into one. They are drone music's next holders of the baton, and I think that what they're doing is pretty interesting stuff. Let's enjoy a bit of this track, Ill at the Lab. Thank you. The Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library is opening this summer, just a few months away in Medora, North Dakota, and it will surely be quite a spectacle. Located atop a butte right next to the Medora Musical, the library honors our 26th president and leading conservationist, offering breathtaking views of the Badlands. The grand opening will take place on the 4th of July, 2026, this summer, coinciding with the 250th anniversary of our country's independence. I've had the pleasure of featuring some of the library's top advocates on the show over the past few years, and it's always been a delight to hear the new sneak peeks that they've had to offer. But now, for them, it's all about putting on those final touches until the doors open. Everything is in place for the grand opening.
I'm back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly gypsum wheat. Back in the saddle again.
And I'll be back in Medora this summer, my sixth consecutive season. Every year, I perform downtown on the Wagon Stage nightly at 4 p.m., playing songs from the Great American Folk Songbook, as well as my own compositions from my own catalog. I love the people who pass through or live in Medora. I love the location, and of course, I love singing and playing. The Wagon Stage is a great addition to an already stellar lineup of entertainment. You've got the Gospel Brunch, it's a very popular show, the Medora Musical, which celebrated its 60th year last year. Oh, and visitors love seeing this guy, Joe Wiegand, who's been on the show many times before, and his reprising role, Theodore Roosevelt. He has a Theodore Roosevelt show, and he has for, gosh, over 10 years, probably close to 15 years, downtown Medora. And incidentally, no performer is harder working or more thoughtful than Joe. Check out this little message that he sent in to me to share with you.
Hi, Tom. This is Joe Wiegand, Teddy Roosevelt in Medora. I'm so glad to have this opportunity to say hello to my fellow Great American Folk Show listeners. Your show is my favorite part of Saturday afternoons, and your live music in Medora, just such a wonderful thing. Thank you for the opportunity to invite people to Medora this summer. On July 4th, we open the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library and Museum. Go to trlibrary.com for more information. I'm so glad to be able to perform my Monday night dinner show and my Thursday morning brunch, the Teddy Roosevelt Show, information at medora.com. It'll be a hot time in the Old Town tonight in Medora. Come to Medora for Teddy Roosevelt, the Great American Folk Show, the Medora Musical, and the TR Presidential Library, and so much more. Hope to see you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
I've played the Wagon Stage for 6 years, and it's the perfect place for families to listen to great music while enjoying a burger or fries or ice cream on a hot day from Sheriff Bear's Grill. And as I've seen the audience grow into a neat midday destination, I've dreamed of hosting a nightly square dance because it would fit the atmosphere perfectly. So to make that dream come true, I've written a song to advertise it, sort of a prayer for it. It's based on the Darktown Strutter's Ball, but I changed it to the Old Town Jamboree. I hope you enjoy it. Gonna be the kind of thing to really bring the roof right down. The band is just fantastic, they know every melody. A flat top box and a bass and a bow, a snare with the fiddle played down low. Tonight at the Old Town Jamboree, everyone is guaranteed fun to the max. They're gonna turn Main Street into a dream thanks to all that triple crown powdered wax, popping libation, ribbon slaw, and sweet corn gravy. But it's a 100 on the crowd. No re-entry is allowed tonight. The old town jamboree. Crazy about my gal, she's my joy and pride. When we're together, people say we're stitched side by side. She texted me a message to meet her at 8:03. Tie up tight your shoes, get ready to blow a fuse tonight at the Old Town Jamboree. Tonight, the Old Town Jamboree. Support for the Great American Folk Show comes from the Lorac family, the estate of Blair Flegel, and Minn Kota Power Cooperative, helping meet the electricity needs of rural member cooperatives in eastern North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota. Our power is our people. More information at minnkota.com. One of my favorite albums is by this guy, Richard Buckner. It's called The Hill, which features him singing poems from the Spoon River Anthology by Edgar Lee Masters. Now, I bought this album from Cheapo way back in the day when I was living in St. Paul, and it totally blew me away. And when I say it blew me away, what I really mean to say is it slayed me. I love the Spoon River Anthology, and I have since high school, thanks to Mrs. Heisler. It hit me hard back then in 1993, but then Buckner came along and he lifted the narratives he selected from Master's masterful text and put each one on a plane that seemed to reconstitute the pages from the book into a thing that was happening as I was listening to it. Here's a bit of Julia Miller. It's about a woman who can see no way out of an impossible situation.
We quarreled that morning, for he was 65 and I was 30 and I was nervous and heavy with the child whose birth I dreaded. I thought over the last letter written me by that estranged young soul whose betrayal was I had concealed by marrying the old man.
There is a genre of music, a special one, devoted to established singer-songwriters like Richard Buckner, who set some of the greatest, and in some cases nearly forgotten, poems to music. The Doors did it with Morrison on An American Prayer. Wilco and Billy Bragg did it with Guthrie on Mermaid Avenue. John Lennon even put some lines by Robert Browning to a tune he composed called Grow Old Along With Me, which was released posthumously in 1984 on Milk and Honey.
God bless our love.
we can add J.T. Woodhouse and the Leaves of Grass to that special list of artists composing music to great poems. He's from Chico, California, and in their case, well, it's just kind of like what Seamus Heaney once said of poetry, language in orbit, words that have been energized and set forth into motion.
Hello, everyone, and thank you, Tom, for having me on this incredible show. My name is Jason Cassidy. I'm a musician in Chico, California, a little college town in the middle of the Sacramento Valley. I've been out west playing and writing music of many disparate genres and producing live shows for more than 3 decades. For my latest project, I am going by the stage name of J.T. Woodhouse, and with the help of my band, The Leaves of Grass, and my buddy and recording engineer, Dan Greenfield, I've just released an album called Modern Poetry, with 15 songs featuring the words of modern and contemporary poets, from Walt Whitman to Maya Angelou, set to a variety of traditional music styles. The idea for this modern poetry project started with one lonely voice. I have no father and no mother. I have no God, I have no land. Neither cradle nor a cover, nor kiss nor lover's hand. That opening stanza from With All My Heart, a translation by Peter Hargitay of a 1925 poem by Hungarian writer Attila Joseph, crawled under my skin as I sat against the back wall of a cramped English classroom at Chico State University. It was the late 90s, the course was modern poetry, and after the poem was read, I turned to my buddy and fellow musician Donald Beeman and said something along the lines of, "That sounds like the opening to the best country song ever." That same week, I got to work trying to write it. Eventually, I came up with a slow waltz that utilized the entire poem and repurposed my favorite line for a chorus that I imagined would make Joseph the envy of Music Row. I'll break in with all my heart, and if need be, I'll kill. Joseph's poem in that class sent me down a path where the Rilkes, Cummings, and Whitmans would join the Coens and Prines as guides on my journey in music. And just as I've tried my hand at playing many of my favorite songs, occasionally I've been inspired to sing a favorite poem. That habit led to a few more poem songs composed over the years and a lot more during the COVID pandemic, and eventually to collaborating with 16 friends and recording this modern poetry album. I chose folk music as the general style for this project because of its egalitarian heart. The basic composition of these tunes is simple. They're easy to play and share with others. Also, the themes running through the poems are reminiscent of the sad, beautiful, universal songs of the folk canon. The words put to music here sing about class, community, and regular people making something of this life while powerful forces work against them. They sing about seeking humanity amid industrialization and in the aftermath of war. They sing about mortality and the seizing of each day. So here I am. I celebrate. I sing. For every atom belonging to me, as good belongs to you.
Borrachos de sombra negra. descansan bajo la tierra.
I made an offer to nothing more than a sip of precious wine. Who is your ruling spirit? Perhaps I obey some divine. For the sake of my heart, dream of blood and spill wine.
Se acutume, apre un rose fume, repriosi que la mer, tout en que des vents précieux. Perdu ce bon ivre léon, j'ai vu bondir dans l'air et mer, les figurés, les poupes prompt, sans chanson, sans les vents. Je ne sais plus sous quel sou. Je t'ai comme fronde en néant, tout en pieu des vents précieux. Que plus tu fais au liquaire, je vis pour te au devant. Tout ton souci des manques, sans gens, sans feu, sans les vents.
Est-ce que ce même frère dit? After rosy haze, returns pure to the sea, more than a sip of precious wine. Lost wine, drunken way, that's all there within is. Leaping figures so profound, dream of blood and spill wine.
I hope you've been having a great day today. It's a Great American Folk Show. I'm Tom Brusseau. Some voices just touch. What else can he say about it? Thinking about this Donovan album that was produced by Rick Rubin called Sutra.
All on the island, she danced, sleep of forgetfulness and trance, gazing on you, some distant star. Om Shri Sai Baba, so near, so far. It's a high yoga. It's a high, it's a high yoga.
Rick Rubin was having a run back then in the 1990s in country music. He'd produced Johnny Cash, and then Donovan, and then Tom Petty, and he mixed Lucinda Williams' big album, Car Wheels on the Gravel Road. Great record. And he produced Sheryl Crow. All these albums, ones like it, featured the artist's original voices front and center. And you could really feel their emotion. Greg Boyer fits right in with these greats. He has a kind of voice that would invoke an emotional response in Rick Rubin or even David Lynch. And I can think of nothing cooler than working with one of these two people. Greg Boyer is my new favorite artist. I love his songwriting moves and the understated power of his voice. We close today's program with two by him. One is entitled Perfectly Gone, and the other is Looking for Your Kiss.
One, two, three, four. arms of your love. Did you resist the arms of your love? Even though she's battered by the fruits of your charms, she waited a long time. Now she's gone. Can you escape the arms of her love? Can you escape the arms of her love? Oh, it makes no difference who the shackles are on. She waited a long time. Now she's gone. Gone like the heat from the summer when the drummers of winter march in. Gone like the trumpet for the winter who only got in by a chin. Gone are the fingers on a hand that counted on her being here again. Perfectly gone, perfectly gone, oh, perfectly gone, perfectly gone, and then along a diamond street, alone, a love for you and me.
looking for your kiss. Standing at the back door, sweating with the flies, waiting for the truth to cover up the lies. Is free the definition? Why I feel like this? Been living like an inmate. I'm looking for your kiss. Spending time in heaven. Oh, I didn't fare too well. The candles are destination where radiators hiss. I've been searching through my pockets. I'm looking for your kiss. Some days are delivery. Some days are smoke and sweet. I'm looking for my rainbow to kiss my lonesome cheek. I've been judging jewelry decisions like a blade. Now I sit in judgment for the ones that I have made. What's blocking my vision? Is there someone in the mist? I'm burning all my bridges. I'm looking for.
That's our show for today. I sure hope you've enjoyed it. I'd like to thank you for listening. And our guests were Alan Daub, setting. I did a little feature on Medora, North Dakota. Special thanks to Joe Wiegen for jumping in with a little message. J.T. Woodhouse and the Leaves of Grass. And of course, our final guest for the show today was Greg Boyer. Great American Folk Show was produced by Eric Dethridge. Our talent producer is in Chicago, Illinois. That is Mary Jones. Elizabeth Brousseau helps out with the digital realm. Opening theme by Sean Watkins in Los Angeles, California. End theme by Burkham Boys in Council Bluffs, Iowa. Support for the Great American Folk Show comes from Minn Kota Power Cooperative, the Lorac family, and the estate of Blair Flegel. My name is Tom Brousseau. I hope you follow that big old sun until we meet again.